And now let's meditate. And let's take into our meditation the whole world. Our consciousness is great enough to include that whole world. We embrace it all in our consciousness of love and peace, knowing that in that consciousness of love, love is the motivating force of every person, and that every person in his true identity is governed by love, that love that seeks not its own, but another's good. And let us give unto this world that love that we now feel, and let it flow out to all the world, to all those filled with hatred, envy, jealousy, fear, ignorance, and let that love dissolve it. For love can melt the hardest hearts. Oh world, I give unto you my grace, which is your sufficiency. You need not struggle or strive to get or to achieve, for my grace is sufficient, and there is a sufficiency of that grace. O world, I give unto you my life, that life that knows no beginning and no ending, and therefore you need not fear for life is omnipresent, every place. O world, I give unto you my peace, that nothing can take from you, for it is a peace that is not dependent on outer circumstances or conditions. It is a peace that is above all human understanding, and it belongs to those who love thy law of love. O world, I give unto you my truth that dissolves every falsehood and every error. And now I realize that the government of this world is on his shoulders, and the government of every nation is on his shoulders. For each nation came into being as a unique expression of the one divine consciousness for a unique and special purpose. There is only one Father, only one, and therefore all men are brothers. And in a world of universal brotherhood, love reigns supreme. And the Christ is triumphant. For now is come the power and the dominion and the power of this Christ's presence, which is experienced and felt in the silence. So let us cover this whole earth with a cloak of silence, which the voice of the Lord thunders.